anger management. Have you ever felt that you needed to enroll in something like this? Have you ever struggled with anger? Now, we are all wired differently, but for some people, anger is a real issue. I think you'd agree with me that most all of us have anger from time to time. It's a normal emotion, and we often feel angry when things are not going our way. So anger in itself is not a sin. It's how we express our anger that causes the problem. Because anger itself can lead to all kinds of sin. Anger can lead to saying words you shouldn't say. It can also lead to bitterness and unforgiveness. Anger can even lead to depression. Listen to these verses in Ephesians chapter 4. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the needs of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. These verses are a good reminder that when we find ourselves struggling with anger, it's best for us to be silent and find a place to go and be alone until we can cool off. Let's try to be more careful as we experience this normal emotion of anger. Let's be careful not to sin in our anger. Let's not give the devil an opportunity.